It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she's got the look. Monica's in the studio, and we're all fired up for another Fashionista Friday. And,
yes.
And Maynard's even cheering in the background.
Woo-hoo! Whoa.
You know, with the 4th of July, it kind of messed up our week here.
It did.
We're already through the week.
Yes, yes. And it's like, remember last Friday, we were burying the ashes of my mama, and I quick messaged you and said, Paul, I'm sorry, I can't do my show. And he goes, Monica, it's not the first yet. I'm like, oh yeah. I just kind of lost track of that days.
Yeah.
So we didn't have to cancel the show.
Yep. Well, you look particularly really nice today.
Oh, thank you.
You do every day.
Oh, thank you.
But you got a different color on. What's Monica wearing today?
Pistachio jean jacket. It was in my closet, and guess what?
What?
I told my hubby this morning, I said, you know, I'm going to wear something new today to Fashionista Friday. It seems like I always wear the same stuff all the time.
Oh.
And I wanted something new.
Oh, it looks
and it was in my closet, so I must have been thinking, save it for a rainy day. And it might be raining today.
Yeah.
But I wanted to, yeah, I like this color. And it's one of my favorite dresses, the reversible tropical navy dress.
Oh, and that matches the jacket. Is that a jacket or jacket?
It's a short little jean jacket.
Short little jean
jacket. But it's got a little flare in the back, and I absolutely love it. Why? Because it has stretch in it. Stretch.
You got to like stretch.
Stretch is a girl's best friend. I will not buy too many jean jackets in my store that don't have stretch.
Yeah. What's the color of that jacket that you have on?
Well, it's a food name. What do you think?
A food name.
Pistachio.
Okay, that's the color. Okay, I got to remember that. I really like that color.
You know how Monica gets a little warm, but I rolled up my sleeves to Monicanize them, and one more down, and if I button them, but I didn't want to be so constricted for here, but isn't that cute, the little navy stripe?
Oh, yeah, on the end of the sleeve there.
It's too cute. So then this would pair up really cute with some dark denim. Or it's just cute, like, yeah, over this dress. And this jacket was in my fashion show. Karen Collins wore it just beautifully over a long dress, which I do have that in my closet, too, because I figured I need to have some cute dresses, too.
Okay.
And I want to try to give me some of my own medicine. If I buy a jacket like this with color, what am I going to wear it with? If I don't have it three ways to wear it, it won't get pulled out of the closet.
Yeah.
And trust me, ask my husband. We have a clothes problem at my house.
I don't think I have to ask him.
Oh, well, I'm like every other woman. We pick our favorites.
Yep.
We hang on to things.
And you don't throw them.
And we don't throw them. I don't want to throw. I like to give.
Yep.
So I pick a few people and give them some clothes. And if it makes them happy, it makes me happy.
Okay.
Because my mom always said that. If you're happy, Monica, I am.
All right. Hey, we got some leftover 4th of July.
Oh, my gosh.
How'd your 4th go?
Wonderful. So it was a big deal this last weekend. We buried my mama's ashes on Friday. Thank you, Kendall Stelter, for doing that. At the Westerheim Cemetery by Mineota. Then, yes, she passed away a few years ago, but it was in her wishes,
yep.
Yes, thank you, to have everyone there. We had everyone there except my oldest brother, Danny, who passed away in November.
Mm-hmm.
So we did his ashes in Cross Lake on Sunday.
Mm.
So it was a big weekend for me,
yeah, I guess.
In our family.
Yep.
And it went absolutely wonderful. And so I had to reorder a lot of this 4th of July stuff because this tank top, it doesn't matter when you wear it, and you will never find one like this again.
I love that tank top.
That's vintage. The colors are extremely well on everybody. It's not your triple.
It's an American flag
tank top. It's not your typical. Gosh, why can't I talk today? And I don't drink, you know, so what the heck? So the typical red, white, and blue, okay? This has khaki in it. I mean, if I would have designed this top, I would have done exactly what they did.
It has
they
what in it?
They put khaki in there, too.
Oh, khaki.
Because, you know, I like to match. So they have khaki in it. They have navy. They have cranberry. And this is so cute with leggings. It's so cute under denim. It's just the cutie patootie. So I reordered everything they had left. I took because I just love this. And it's great for Labor Day weekend, Memorial weekend, 4th of July. Or it's just good just to be proud to be American and wear it.
Yep.
It's just beautiful, and I love it.
Yeah, that can go just about anything, really.
Oh, my gosh. And it's just so comfy. And okay, let's have a quiz here. The straps cover the bra.
Okay. It's wide enough for that.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Cute. Yeah. Real cute. Well, we put 4th of July in our rearview mirror then. Or we still got apparel from the 4th of July.
Oh, right, my gosh. I kept reordering it. It's like, can I have too many of those? No. And then pair up with a little cute short. Who doesn't need a cute little short?
A lot of buttons down the front there.
Yes, but you know, they're nice and stretchy. Yep. You can just pull it on and go. You don't have to unbutton everyone. These are really cute. I know a lot of women say they're too short, but here's what I say. If you've got beautiful legs, wear them.
Show them.
Wear them.
Show them.
Yes, they're just
gorgeous. I like the fringe on the bottom.
Oh, I knew you'd love this. This is our straight 70s look.
Yeah. Yep, 70s people.
Yep. And then I thought I'd bring in, I got another skirt in white. This is pull-on skirt.
That's as white you can get, I think.
So that's what I wanted to talk about, and I know we run out of time all the time. But today I'm working in my store on all my bottoms. I've reordered so many different bottoms because I take care of vacationers and people that need things for whatever reasons. We've gained weight, we've lost weight, whatever. Get your white sooner than later because you can't beat it. If you go to a shower or to event and you want to wear something white, get a skirt, get a capri. I got these kick flares, white ones in cotton. They're just wonderful to have a cute white bottom.
Okay. Yeah, got to have one of them.
Got to have one of those. Yes, and this is my 3/4 sleeve cotton shirt.
Oh,
I just love it.
We're not done with the 4th of July apparel.
Oh, no, Monica, okay. I had to get one of these because it's my favorite cotton. There's a cute little fashionista in here. Gosh, she's cute. Anyway.
We have visitors.
Yes, this is just wonderful because it's my acid wash cotton. Everybody writes back to me when they go on their trips and say, you were right about the cotton. When you're sitting on a road trip or in a boat or wherever or on a cruise, you put on this cotton material, no matter if it's hot, cool, it's just great. And it's comfy and it's cute.
And it has pockets.
You know, that's a girl's best friend.
Pockets. Yep.
And then I had get a few more of these little capris in. This is just your pull-on. It's a little bit of distressed wash, but it's still dark navy. And I have a few pairs of left of these. And look at the little
Look at the bottom of it.
Yes, they are so cute.
You want to be different.
Oh, gosh, they're cute on. And they're not so tight in the legs. A lot of women love these.
Yeah. What is that on the bottom? Just a lace?
It's called the side lace.
Okay. That is awesome.
And I'm showing that to my Facebook friends, too. And they're just cute. So that would be cute with that tank top, the 4th of July shirt. And I feel really bad about this. These capris are a little longer. I got them in, and I said they're navy and white striped. They are not. They are black and white striped. And thank God they're black and white striped.
Well, that's hard to tell sometimes.
Well, it is sometimes, but I ordered the navy and white stripe in a 3/4 sleeve dress. That blew out as fast as it came in. Seersucker is huge right now.
Okay.
And so I have these in, I think, a few sizes available.
Good.
And these are so cute and comfy, and you can pull them on, and they're stretch.
Everything's stretchy today.
You can still eat.
Hey, let's blow into the bright colors you brought in.
Oh, I had to, because this is a lot of summer.
A lot of color here in the studio
so
right now.
So we are at July 7th, I think, if I got it right, Paul Ramo?
Yeah, July 7th.
Okay, here's the scoop. July 7th, you need to embrace summer. You need to purchase summer, because in 2 weeks, most stores all winter. all winter stuff.
Oh, really?
Not Monica's. I'm not saying Monica's will be that way, but I will have a winter room all year round just because of the new way of ordering stuff. And I have customers that are going to Alaska, so they want a winter coat, so I got to take care of them.
Yep,
so
you bet.
I'm a unique store in that way. I try to order what my customers' needs are.
Yeah, okay. You do good, very good
at
that.
Well, I try. And this hanger is kind of like how sometimes we feel at the end of the day, droopy. But I want to tell you about this dress. I absolutely love it. It's got the best of the animal prints in there, and it's got some bright blue in there and green. You cannot go wrong with this dress. And it's short sleeve, ladies. So it covers that little yay by the arms that some women just can't take. But, and I paired it up with a little jean jacket with it. This can be with so many different things. I have it in a bright blue sweater in the score. You could put it with your olive jacket. It is just a dress everyone should own. I love it. And it's travel material.
I love the statement jewelry around there.
Yes, isn't that just a pop of color?
Man, you brought in a lot of different kind of apparel today.
I'm stuck in the chair.
Oh, you're stuck. You need some help?
Oh.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Don't hurt yourself.
No.
Okay.
Monica, a little hyper. Okay. This one is cute. I had to reorder this because it's festive and it's bright color.
That looks like the late 60s, like the flower power or something.
Well, it's just so fun because you can just wear it like this, but it's really cute paired up with all the different colors on it. You could put a lime jacket, purple. I mean, every woman that would come into the store would have probably a jacket that would go with this. Sunshine yellow. And if you don't, guess what? I got it.
Okay.
Artist.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got this back in. And this is...
That is bright. That pops.
That is pops. But by
popping the color there.
You know, I like color because it's summertime, and this goes back with black. You think it's too much color? Throw your black wrap on it or a white jacket.
Mm-hmm.
This screams Paris.
Paris?
Yes.
We're going to Paris now.
We're going to Paris.
All right.
Gosh, if I could go, I'd have to contain myself. Can you picture me shopping for Monica's in Paris?
Oh, jeepers.
Woo, I'd have to take a semi there. This is fun and festive, and it comes in a top. And then I got more of this little number in.
Is a what, orange peach color or what is
sherbert.
That? Sherbert.
And then a little V-neck short sleeve top. I have a few left of these. This fabric is phenomenal. And I have a 4th of July shirt in that material.
Okay.
And to end the show with,
ooh, look
cooler
at this.
Evenings at the lake.
Cooler evenings at the lake. Okay. Ooh, nice.
Who doesn't like a cute navy and white striped top? This was a hit. My striped tops, I reordered them because they're hot items. And I happen to have a medium and extra large left in this, okay. And this is too cute.
Awesome. Hey, before we end the show, we got to give a couple shout-outs. Someone told me they listened to Fashionista Friday from Marshall last week at a softball game down in Mineota. And getting a lot of feedback of people listening to our show. That's awesome.
Yes, and my husband's first cousin, Sandy Bothan, she... with Hansel now. She lives in New York, and they watch my show, too.
No.
And they enjoy it. You know?
In New York.
Yes, and I'll get people from Texas and Arizona. So the three places that are really, I get a lot of comments back from, a lot back from Arizona, and a lot back from Texas. It just makes my heart so happy.
That's awesome. Well, you know? Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thank you
when
for
you
listening.
When you open.
Okay, I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And I'm supposed to give a shout out to the customers about in Dawson. Customers have been talking to me about how to get to my store. Easy peasy to get to my store. Easy peasy to get to the grocery store. Easy peasy to get down store downtown businesses. I gave tours yesterday of going downtown from my store, so they felt more comfortable.
Nice.
And I'm kitty corner from the school.
All right, easy to find. Thanks, Monica,
thank
for coming
you.
In. Appreciate it.
And have a great weekend.
Fashionista Friday with Monica.
Bye. Thanks for listening.